So if you're first looking at this question, it might seem as though there's two correct answers, but I'll talk about why there's only one correct answer here. Firstly, we should just state that afferent arterioles are going toward the kidney, okay, toward the glomerulus, whereas efferent arterioles are leaving the glomerulus, they're leaving the kidney. Now, if we think about the regulation of blood flow through the afferent versus efferent arterioles, the afferent arterioles are almost exclusively regulated by prostaglandins. Okay, so prostaglandins are causing increased dilation of the afferent arterioles going toward the glomerulus. And then at the efferent arterioles, we have angiotensin II, which is a potent vasoconstrictor, causing constriction of the efferent arterioles. Okay, so this guy, he's going to be sweating a lot. His plasma volume will decrease. He's going to get an upregulation of the renin-angiotensin system. His angiotensin II will increase. That means the correct answer here is increased constriction of the renal efferent arterioles, okay? Now you might say, but wait, like why would that not be the same as decreased dilation of the renal efferent arterioles? Whilst the diameter is decreasing, there is no attenuation of dilation. There's merely just increased constriction. This is important because prostaglandins of the afferent arteriole, if we were to give an NSAID, for example, aspirin, ibuprofen, the correct answer would be decreased dilation of the afferent arterioles. There's no increased constriction. There's no vasoconstrictive mechanism there. There's just decreased vasodilation. Whereas at the efferent arterioles, angiotensin II, a potent vasoconstrictor, and if we were to, let's say, give an ACE inhibitor, enalapril, lisinopril, we would have decreased constriction of the renal efferent arterioles. ACE inhibitors aren't causing dilation. They're just causing decreased constriction. So why am I being a pedantic asshole with the terminology here? It's important for you assimile, okay? You need to know angiotensin II is a potent vasoconstrictor. You need to know prostaglandins are dilators, and NSAIDs would just decrease dilation. ACE inhibitors would decrease constriction. Okay, so don't get the terminology confused. Once again, pedantic, but important for you assimile. That's it.